I don't know how many of you have got fireplaces in your homes or like to light some candles. There's something about the warmth of a flame. It feels about right at Christmas time. I remember when I got our family got a fireplace installed in our basement when I was a little kid. And it seemed to me that this was a great step upward for us because I thought I was going to get better Christmas gifts now because Santa had a way in. I don't know how I figured that, but I did figure that Santa had a better way in to my house now that we had a fireplace. Fireplaces, they did other things as well. There was the time that the bird flew down and got stuck in the fireplace. It never did occur to me how on earth did Santa make it past the flames, but a bird flew down the chimney. Started flapping around in the flue, and I went to open it, and it's one of those, in the moment, the kid opens the flue, and from the other room, it's the parent yelling, no, because I'm hearing flapping, open the flue, and out pops this jet black, the blackest starling I've ever seen. I don't know why. covered in soot, panicking, and started tearing all over the house, flapping at every window in the house, getting soot and the other things that come out of birds when they're excited and scared. All over the curtains. And my mom was, quite upset. And we finally got the bird out of the house. We had wiener roasts in the fireplace in the wintertime. Just a couple of years ago, the power went out down in Abbotsford when I was visiting my mother. And the whole family just kind of gathered around the fireplace. She's got a gas one. You know, we didn't light any wood on fire in her house, but had a gas fireplace and stayed warm and just made a new memory. It's the thing, that great hero comes down the chimney. And like I said, when we got a fireplace, I thought, man, the gifts are going to get so much better now that Santa has a way in. He's the superhero that comes down. Most superheroes rise up, but Santa's that superhero that comes down. And as far as how does a fat man with a sack full of toys fit down that narrow chimney that only a bird can get down, I just figured if he can get reindeer to fly, he's got a way to figure this out. It shouldn't be a problem for him. He'll make it work. But the reality is, as much as you might like the Santa stories, and I think the Santa stories are hilarious and great fun, this whole thing, we all know it's about Jesus. And you expect me to talk about Jesus here on Christmas Eve, and I will. He is an unlikely hero. And like I said, Santa is that hero that comes down the chimney. Most heroes fly. They climb up. They get on top of things. Most heroes want to go up. Most people want to go up. I mean, if you want to do great things in this earth, you climb the ladder, right? You go up. You level up to the next achievement that you can unlock, right? You get into the higher league, the bigger league, the better league. You go up to Parliament Hill. If you really want to accomplish something big, you climb the corporate ladder. And if you have to step over a few people to get there, well, so be it. That's the way we're told to achieve. That's what superheroes do. That's what successful people do. But Jesus is so much different than that. When we think about Christmas, we're talking about a Savior who came down. He started at the top. I mean, Jesus is God. You don't get any higher than where he started, but he came down and he made himself vulnerable. The scripture says, and I'll read it in a minute, it says he emptied himself. He gave up his rights. He gave up his privileges. I just think about the mind-blowing kind of limitation of being spirit, of being able to be everywhere all the time, no limits, to being able to, Jesus now, he had a body. And he could only be in one place at a time. Think about that limitation, what that felt like to be there for the first time. He needed to eat. He got tired. He needed sleep. If you want to do great things, you're told, climb. Jesus made himself weak and vulnerable. He made himself dependent on ordinary people as he started out his life on this earth. He didn't come to show off. He came to serve. And in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 to 11, and this is on the back of your programs if you want to read it with me, it says, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble. thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave, and he was born as a human being. That's Christmas. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God, and he died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue can declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's the story of Christmas right there. Somebody has said that if your goal was that 2,000 years from today, 75% of the human race would know your name, and 25% of the human race would center their lives around you, and your teaching would be the most influential in history, and whole civilizations would be built on your vision, your strategy would not include being born among farm animals in a stable in a little town in the middle of nowhere. You wouldn't make that your strategy. Spending your life outside of all the networks of economic and political and academic and military power, never getting any earthly credentials, and then being executed early in your career as an absolute disgrace. And yet, that's how God chose to break into history and change absolutely everything. He didn't make a grand entrance into the capital of Jerusalem. He showed up in a small town outside of Jerusalem, Bethlehem. He didn't show up with a great entourage. He was born in obscurity, laid in a manger, proclaimed by humble heralds, shepherds. Nobody took shepherds seriously, and that's who announced the birth of Jesus. Jesus was born in humility. Our God is the God who came down, the superhero who came down rather than trying to rise up. Humility is not sheepishness. It's not a lack of confidence. What it is a willingness to put others' needs first. And Jesus didn't have a self-esteem problem. He knew who he was. It's just that he didn't insist on being treated that way. Jesus willingly lowered himself. He gave up his place, his lifestyle, his rights, his privileges. You know, so oftentimes people exert their own pride by insisting that everyone else change to accommodate them. Jesus was the one who changed to accommodate our needs. He started at the top, looked down from the top of the ladder, and thought, they need help. And he came down the ladder and served the people that he had made. That's the message of Christmas. It's the message of the hero who came down. And by the way, that's a big part of why you can trust Jesus. There's lots of proofs that Jesus is who he said he was, that Jesus died and rose again. There's lots of proofs, and we can talk about that any day, but all of what Jesus did is a big part of why you can trust him. There's nothing in this for him. It's for you. But here's the thing. His coming down isn't where he stayed. He didn't stay down, because the message of Christmas is followed by the message of Easter, where Jesus went up. He went up on a cross, and he stayed put until he got the job done. He didn't come down too soon. He stayed put until the work was finished. He came to die. He took the payment for our sins, so that he could give us the gift of eternal life if we would just trust in him. And then from the cross, he went down again. He went down to the grave, but on the third day, he was raised up and is now in heaven at the right hand of the Father. And he'll come down again. He'll come down again. And here's the deal. If you put your faith in him, if you trust him and trust your life to him, to his care, to his leadership, for his forgiveness, you will be raised up with him at the end of time. Friends, that is what we celebrate at Christmas time. The hero who came down so that he could raise us up. Have you put your trust in that hero? That's Christmas. So we're going to move to this at this point to closing our service by singing Silent Night and celebrating